A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 7th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshlanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about the plight of people with virus ailments in Zimbabwe as government prepares to take striking doctors to the labor court.
And to join this discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 mmWave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are also live streaming right now on all our Facebook platforms. So please join us on VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7 and VOA Debele, so you can live stream with us.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the crippling strike by some doctors in state hospitals.
The government is taking doctors to court over their 35-day strike over low salaries and poor conditions of service. Some junior, middle, senior, and specialist doctors working in state hospitals say they want salaries pegged at intermarket bank rates. The doctors rejected a 66% cost of living adjustment last week.
This has prompted the Health Service Board to ask the Minister of Public Service to take the doctors to court, claiming that they are engaged in an illegal industrial action.
While the government and doctors are clashing over salaries and conditions of service, thousands of people seeking treatment in state hospitals have been left in the cold. They claim that they are no longer accessing medical help in government hospitals.
Join us right now so that we can talk about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages. And note that we are also on the web on VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. Zulukandaba lingalithola njani lapha khona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje ke kunenge esiqhuba ngakho lamhla ke ukhangelane lokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi odokotela bakhalela umsebenzi. Sebele insuku sibili kumbe ngithi inyanga, inyanga ele 5 days. So ke nxa sikhangela khonoko kwenye ngazani sokuzondise uhulumende weZimbabwe. Uhulumende uthi uzamile ukuthi anike odokotela lokuthiwa i-cost of living adjustment 66%. So kodwa odokotela bathi lokhu ngazani akuhambelani labo. So ke okwamanje uhulumende selungiselela ukuthi kusasa uyahambisa odokotela e-labor court. Kambe e-labor court khona ngale kuyahamba njani? Sifuna ukuzwa ngani sibili ukuthi likubona njani konke lokho. We spoke to Dr. Skosana, that is Dr. Paulina Skosana, the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Health Service Board. Let's hear what he said about the striking doctors.
Negotiations for the time being have been concluded. We have a collecting bargaining agreement with the health workers, during which negotiations the doctors decided that they would then procedurally walk out of the negotiations before they were concluded. So the issue now, the way forward, is that there is an agreement. All health workers are expected to be back at work. The problem that we've been having is specialists and senior doctors at Parenyatra Hospital. In terms of the middle management, and middle doctors and the junior doctors, interns who are just from the university, they continue, they have continued not to come to work. In terms of the labor law that governs employees, health worker employees, if they are not at work for more than 5 days, we have to take the legal action in terms of the Labor Act. And the Minister of Labor, Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare has already issued a show cause order, and there will be a hearing on Tuesday, which will determine whether the job action is legal or illegal.
That is Dr. Paulinus Skhosana, the chairperson of the Health Service Board. He's talking about what the government is going to do. So Kanyakazani is referring to Hanjus Abantu and to Tanda about Hotel Abakalanum Service. We are lucky that we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda. He's a leper expert based in Bulawayo. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about this issue. It seems as if the government is taking the doctors to court. Why should it take this route?
But I think the first thing that we should understand is that the issue of taking people on to court in the circumstances where we are sitting now is much more complex than actually meets the eye. The first thing is that we, since July, we have seen salaries that are highly variegated and incomes that can no longer go around. I'll give you a quick example in the limited time given.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you have the lowest worker in one industry earning $6,000, a sweeper. You have a sweeper in another industry earning $400. You have an MD in another industry earning $4,500. I'm talking of RTGS dollars, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You have an MD in another industry earning 150,000 pound. You have an HR manager, a human resources manager in one industry earning 900 pound. You have an HR manager in another industry earning 40,000 pound.
Mm-hmm.
This is how variegated things are. We can go on and on. So, first of all, you need to recognize that doctors are working in a compensation regime that is not stable, that is highly unstable. That's the first thing. And secondly, the alleged collective job action is taking place in an environment where the labor laws are dwarfed by the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying the labor laws are dwarfed by the occasion? We need to be very clear at the doctors on collective job action, or they have lost the capacity to go to work.
Mm-hmm. So what is the difference there, if I may just come in?
Right. Where doctors have lost the capacity to go to work because of incomes that are not able to carry them along.
Mm-hmm.
In our jurisdiction, no case has gone to court and been tested by the courts. But if you look at other countries where people have not been paid up to 3 months, or the incomes cannot go round, the court has actually walked on the side of the workers and said, yes, give the workers a living wage and then they will go back to work. So going to court with a show cause order, that is within government, is right. But it will all depend how the matter plays when it goes before the judge. If the doctor's lawyers actually say, yes, they were in collective job action, the likely position is that the collective job action will be deemed illegal and the employer will do within his rights to discipline the doctors. But if the doctors take the line of incapacity to actually go to work, to say they've lost the capacity to go to work, these are our food bills, this is the bill for water, lights and everything else and transport, therefore we are unable to go to work with what you are giving us, the play field will be totally different. It will be the first in our course actually to go that direction. And the likelihood is that the court might take a totally different view. The disposal order might not even be issued. So it really depends. But in the event that the doctor's lawyer say, yes, they are on collective job action,
mm-hmm.
the likelihood is that the collective job action will be declared illegal and the employer will be in his rights to discipline the doctors. But your biggest problem, why I'm saying the Labor Leg Act is drafted by the occasion, is after dismissing the doctors, what next? Because you're talking of a specialist scheme,
mm-hmm.
where you can't replace the people. The next thing is you'll be rehiring the same doctors, bringing them to work, because they are now desperate, they will come in. But because the issue of salaries will remain a problem, the same problem will roll back again, and we are actually back to square one. And when they meet, the attitudes will have hardened. My honest view is that the parties should have actually gone on negotiating. The fact that the doctors walked out of a collective negotiation. It clearly showed that there was something wrong. When employees walk out of a negotiation, they are simply saying there is something wrong which needs attention. They are not saying they no longer need a job. And even if you go ahead and continue and secure an agreement with remaining employees, mm-hmm. you should also consider that those who have walked out have got a muscle. You can't extend that agreement to them. Even if you extend it to them, they still are a voice you cannot actually ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nxa sesibona ke sorry Baba Spanda. Siyabona ukuthi khonoko ukuthi babahambise kula ngale nkantolo. Babahambisa phela ukuthi beze ukuthi kambe khonoko abakwenzayo kuyavunyelwa kumbe hathi. Wena ngombono wakho ngamafutshane sibili ubonani kuyaphumana kona.
Right. Izindaba ezemthethwandaba lezi ziya ngokuthi ifike emthethwandaba yabanjwa njani. Amadokotela ngafika athi baku-strike. I-strike siyabe singekho emthethweni. Ngoba umthetho welizwe ule procedure yokulandela i-strike nxa ukuthi abantu beza kuya ku-strike. So kungekho emthethweni kungenzakala ukuthi amadokotela afakwe icala bathonisiswe banike isigqoko esithize. Kodwa bangafika emthethwandaba bafike bathi bona hayi thina ukubuyela emsebenzini kasali. Kodwa lapha yindlala siyehluleka imali elisinika yona nansi. Ijaji imali abasinika yona yileyi laleyi laleyi ifike iphelelela. Bangasinika ufike lapha siyabuyela emsebenzini. Ujaji angabona i-argument yabe reasonable. Ujaji angarula differently. So kuya ngokuthi bafike kujaji bafika bathini lokuthi ujaji yena ulalele wasuthiseka yini abakukhulumayo. So kuya ngokuthi amagqwetha abameleyo ayibambe ngayiphi indlela indaba le nokuthi emthethwandaba kumbe enkantolo ezalalela indaba le. Uza ujaji uzathini.
Kodwa bafika
bavuma ukuthi baku-collective job action, hayi, lapho ngabalandawo lapho bangama khona umthetho uzabathatha.
Kodwa bangabaxotha yini umsebenzi, wena ngokubona kwakho?
Right, ngokubona kwami bangabaxotha umsebenzi bese bebaqhatsha kutsha, babanike ama-conditions achiyeneyo, ahamba evala izikhala lezi ebezikhona ezenze baya ku-collective job action.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa bengikutsho ke mina ukuthi ungaze uzivale izikhala lezi ungalungisanga uhlupho lweholo engike ngakhuluma ngalo lapha nangikhuluma ngesilungu kuya kubuya zivuleke futhi izikhala ubuye ubuyele futhi uyeqala kutsha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Spanda. Umbuzo wami wokugcina sibili ngoba ucela ukuthi uhambe khonapha masinya uthi khona xa kukuthi sokwenziwe konke lokhu kumbe baxotshiwe kumbe baxotshwanga wena ubona ngizani vele kade kungaba ngcono ukuthi balubambe njani udaba lolu.
Obe kungcono ukuthi bale belokhu bekhuluma. Ukuhambisana emthethwandaba amboni kunganika impumela ezanceda umuntu ngoba sikhuluma ngezisebenzi esithi zilama specialist skills. Ungaze uzixotshe akula mnye umuntu oza kuyamdobha kwenye indawo umfake khonapho. Uzakubuya ubuyele kizozena ezosebenzi uze zithi hayi madoda abafuna umsebenzi kabangene ngale ndlela. And bazaphenduka futhi bona labana abantu kwesinye isibanga kodwa uduko into ekhona yokuthi uduko luyabe lungaphelanga akulungise uduko lweholo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke ukuthi ubuyile Spanda njengokuthi isicelo sakho sibona ngani imzuzu yakho siphele singaphosela ukugcina khonapho ungafakala lesikhiwa.
Right, elokugcina yikuthi ngithi mina ebesingakufisa thina njengamaZimbabwe yikuthi ngabe uhulumende uyahlala phansi lamadokotela azwisisa ukuthi lanxa basuka umtima negotiation ephakathi uqakathekile ukuthi yena njengomqhathi abuyele ababizi ukuthi hayi madoda abuyanisuze khuluma kulokuthi kuyiwe emthethwandaba ngoba emthethwandaba kungaze kuphiwe isigwebo kumbe kuthiwe yanini lapha uhlupho kaluyindawo. Ngijayele ukuthi indaba ze-labor you can't resolve them ngesilungu through litigation all the time. Sometimes you get a judgment, but the problem doesn't go away. The problem remains there. This is one such case where litigation will not help anybody because the problem will remain there. They should just go back to the negotiating table and try to find each other.
Mr. Davidson, Mr. Spanda, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So that is Mr. Davidson, Mr. Spanda. is a labor expert.
Aiwa kunao vachango vakupinda muchirongwa tiri kukuchingamidzai. Nasi tiri kuramba tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika muzvipatara zvehurumende uko vana chiremba majunior, masenior nemaspecialist vese varamba ivo zvavanga vari kupiwa nehurumende vachitsiwa zvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka vari kuti mugove wavo ngauwedzerwe saka vari kuenderera mberi vachiramwa mabasa kune rimwe rutivo vachinzi ivo vachange vari kuendeswa kudare mangwana pamusoro kwekuramba kudzokera pamabasa kwavari kuita saka ndozvatiri kukurukura iye zvino asi ndiri kunzwa kuti tine mumwe muteereri ari panhare pari zvino rigaitende kwavari tinzwe halo kola
Halo, makurasi.
Taskwera, tukutawana nani uye zve muri kupi?
Mutu ya nata sabo chibanda, arukota falls kwa rari.
Ehe, kwa kadi kuota falls vachibanda?
Haa, kuridani nani.
Ehe, tipewo pfungwa zini?
Haa, ima amisa anibuone kubu niyawe.
Mhm.
Iwe sabafeta msuru, kamarasa utangira, haistumbo fana na kini na wazi.
Mhm.
Sarge watu ita faruchi tezuzu, dutu ingashi naki. Mwini mampamira maari, kwa huzi tuma kumba akira maari, hapi zama tindu la zilokasi. Natambira RTGS. Hapa RTGS, asu kwa mtinga, mwini, walatuda maji. Kwa huzi, asu ya wadu za wini desu, sinu mjate inaki.
Saka parishu emi mambosha anya ere kuzipatara, kana mune ama enye ere ya kambu wani kwa ichiru, arapa nguwa iyo inu.
Haa, inda kambu inda, nini nani... Kuna baadhi, asu pata wazi na kuruwa, ndio nakuwa kwa asu pindo, kwa kutoa mpyeni kwa, wakutoa kwa busu na kupata kwa kwa asu baadhi. Busu na leo busu ana.
Saka daima iwanamka na wakutoa rani urumende ni maiti.
Ina daima urumende na wakutoa rani, wakutoa rani kwa, wakutoa rani au wakutoa maivi sa, wakutoa busu kwenye visa. Juhu rito ni maezi, ili maprize zetu ukira every day, every day. Ni eto ya kuhila ya wafu dikazumi, ya eto ya kuhila na hatu, mangwano kudazumi. Eto ya kuhila ya wafu dikazumi, wala batuwa kira kini.
Saka hapa parishu, inovarusha nisa reti ipi kwa mune nge murku enda unotenga ni shumezo kadara?
Ya huu ziyasa nisa reti, kwa hivyo kisi wangu tika, kitenga yego, wakitua tesla isi, wadi zaa, waisi zaiti. Kwa hivyo kwa wali 200 kwa $10.
Aiwa.
Ya. Kwa hivyo kwa 200 yeye kututike mafuta kuna mafuta 4 cha hivyo ya mwiti ya nwe. Wanawanga shambia paka daru. Kwa hivyo kwa hivyo kwa hivyo kwa hivyo kwa
hivyo. Aiwa tenda ni maonero enyu muwe nezu wa rakanaka.
Alright.
Mhm. I think at this point regating boona isu zvanga zviri kuitika ipo panga pari kuratidzira vana chiremba vachiimba ivo vachiti ivo aiwa employer wavo haasi kupakura zviri fetsa saka regating bonzwa kuti vanga vari kuti chiva na chiremba hatisataona zvakare vamwama vakawanikawo vachienda kuchipatara vachirwara negomarara asi vakasvikonzi ivo hakuna ari kukwanisa kuvarapa regating zwe kuti vana chiremba vanga vari kuti chinhasi pavanga vari kuratidzira
Ahoy! 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 Jino ita ere, kuti iwewe, une chopu yako. Unbuku ita ma prize, zi jese zi chopu yako. But chendo wopra bojua kuti, chaka mofa nana for you. Kona kochi, kona kochi mba two days, da wain go busu. Jino ita ere,
ahoy!
Kukakura jirife, eko.
Ahoy!
Kukakura jirife, ere. Kukakura jirife, ere. Murewangu wamadani baini dia kopangra
dikirime dendekeran goma
wamadani baini
dendekeran goma dendekeran goma
wamadani baini
dendekeran goma dendekeran goma
Get out.
aiwa apo manzwa imiva na chiremba pavanga vari kuratidzira nhasi vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa murungu wavo hurumende inofanira kupakura zvirifere gaitinzwe kubva kune vamwe amai vanga vaenda ivo kunotsvaga rubatsiro kuchipatara vachirwara negomarara asi vakatarisana nedambudziko rekushaya vana chiremba.
Ndakaenda kamboyo ndinouya kuno kunochiisirwa chimo ndechidzoka saka kubva kwamutaro kwandakaita ndosvika zvikanzi amadhokuta asiri pabasa apa inini ndiri kurwadziwa saka chikumbiro changuwo semurwere kange chekuti denokwai kuri kuti zvinhu zvaigadziriswa zvakanaka kakuti tionawo kurapwa tichidini tichipora amino kuti kana vanhu vachitiona takadai vari kunzwa sei nechimiro chatiinacho ichi like inini nenhumbu yese yamuri kuonai kuti ndidye handigoni kudya kuti ndifeme handigoni kufema saka ndofa here ndichinyatsokuona kuti vanhu vaigona kundibatsira ka varipo but kubatsirikana kwacho hakusi kuita nokuda kwezvimwe zvinhu zvekuti vanhu vanogogona kutaurira nezvechidii zvechipera ndochichemo cheduwo kuhurumende kuti wedu wei tinzwirewo tsitsi tione kurapwa tiri kurwadziwa toda kuti tirapwe tichanzi dzokai kumba mari yacho ndoda kuionepi yekuti nditsvagire kuti kubva kuno ndichisvika ndichotarisana kuti nevana vasina kuenda kuchikoro vasiri kuenda kuchikoro apa inini wacho handina kurapwa maronda mangani yekutsvaga yetransiputi yekurwara kwandiri kuita yekudzingwa kwevana yekusarapwa maronda mangani
chii chaizvo chama muchida kurapwa
ndiri kurapwa kenza
kenza yepachii
ndakanga yakatangira mumaovhari yenda muchibereko saka ndakaoparetwa saka izvizvi yamuchiropa nemurwatata
aiwa apo tiri kunzwa isu kubva kune vamwe amai vanga vabva ivo kwamutare uko vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pavakasvika kuHarare vachida kuti vawane rubatsiro vabva vasvika ikoko madhokta achinziwo haasi kushanda uyezve vari kutsanangura ivo kuti vachidzokera kwamutare mari vanga vasina saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kutarisana nevamwe varwere pari zvino asi ivo vana chirembawo vari kuti kuti zvinhu zvavo zvivafambire zvakanaka vari kuda kuti hurumende ivapewo muhoro unoenderana nemagariro nemararamiro avari kuita regai tinzwe zvichemo zvavanga vainazvo nhasi vana chiremba vachitaura ivo kuti havasi kukwanisa kana kuenda kumabasa ikoko nekuti mari chaiyo yekuti vakwire makombi kuenda havana regai tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii nhasi
tina the means yekuita report nazvo kubasa handizvo like we don't have the money yekuendesa kubasa handizvo ndosaka tisiri kuenda kubasa saka kana tisiri kuenda kubasa because of hatina mari kupiwa threat asi tizo zvikwanisiro zvekuti tikwanise kuenda kubasa tinoti nzara itori threat iri bigger than any other threat yatingapuwa so for us go to work kana tapiwa mari yatiri kuda inotenga
machiremba haana kuramba achida kuti kupikisana nehurumende kana kuti zvatongwa nevakuru venyika kuti kwai tirambai muchititambirisa maus dollars nokuti nyika inoti vamutori nyimwe vanoti chi nyika haina mai maus dollars vana chiremba vakati kuna kuhurumende chitibhadhara ivo neinterbank inova iyo exchange rate yepava ne2 currencies kapa zimudhola neus dollar neus dollar contract iri muus dollar asi hurumende yakutambirisa mai mazimudhola vana chiremba vari kutaura zvinhu zviri very simple mari yachona iri kupuwa vana chiremba iyi tikaitarisa ikashinyiwa nhasi haisviki kana $100 asi zvinhu zvese zviri kukwira svondo yoga yoga
isusu semachiremba tabvumirana tikati takubuda mune inonzi Health Apex Council inowandiwa yanga iri nzira yanga tiri kushandisa kutaura naemployer wedu asi nzira itaona kuti haisi kunyatsotifadza
tanyora tsamba tichipa kuhealth services bod inoaemployer inoemployer machiremba saka zvoreva kuti yabuda ichikumbira kuti employer atsvage dzimwe nzira kana tadhiraivhe dzimwe nzira dzinoonekwa kuti tiiwane kwete tichikwanisa kupa mazvitemo zvedu kuna employer in a separate platform isingabatanidze vamwe because tinoona kunge zvitemo zvemachiremba zvichiendera nekamushandiro kanoita machiremba zvakasiyana nezvimwe zvitemo zvevamwe mahealthcare workers
apo tiri kunzwa vana chiremba vachitaura ivo nhuna dzavo vari kutaura zvakawanda vachiti vari kutadza kutoenda ikoko kubasa uyezve vakutoona kuti zviri nani kuti ivo vasange vari mugungano riye rinomirira vese vanoita zveutano asi iyo health services board yataurawo maonero ayo regai tinzwe kuti vati chii
machiremba acho vari kungouya pano nepapo hazvina kutombomira zvakanaka kumwana wangu haasi kana kumbonyatsokupora nokuti vana chiremba vacho havasi kunyatsokuuya vanongouyawo pano napapo unenge wangohwawo tsitsi kuti rega ndimbodarika neko ndiye unouya
apo muri kunzwa kune vamwe amai vachichema chema nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muchipatara tiregai tinzwe kubva kuHealth Services Board.
The negotiating forum that is there is governed by certain legislation. For them to exit and get another negotiating forum, we need to change the legislation. And it's not a day's thing.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwawo zviri kutaura iro batu reHealth Services Board. Kips.
Ye, lapa ke kutunga ni silo mama ke Ubusi Masina, ukona ngale ke Kublawayo. Mama Masina, unjani?
Niko na kuti.
Ye, singati ungapuwa nkona kona poko Kublawayo.
Nina nkale makwe kwe.
Ye, ye, akucho mama kuti wena upegane lani uze uye espele.
Nina ben pategide, pose iziki ezimbiti. Ndanganga ngasoze nicho ukuthi kuyina deke ngihlupha kodwa kukhona emzimbeni lakathesa so umkhuhlane wasishayisana ukuthi odokotela sebeke phansi izikhali kwabanzima ke ukuthi ngiyesibhedlela lakathesa ndothe ngisalindile ukuthi mhlawumbe ngizizwa ukuthi hathi sekungcono lami ngiqonde khona
uzagcina usenzani njengoba ke odokotela bengekho uyagcina udinga usiwalo yini ngokubona kwakho
sobo sami kunzima uyakwazi ukuthi imizimba le ikakhulu yebo osiwalo bakhona okhokho bethu babasebenzisa thina kathesi asisabasebenzise kangako so sabe sikhayelele ukuthi vele esibhedlela khona lapho engathola khona usizo ngithele lokuthi kuyini sibile okungaphakathi nakwami kodwa ngenxa yensupho olukhona sokusifuqela khona vele akulayini into esingayenza ngoba imali yokuthi ngiye kuma-private doctor laba bazimele bodwa vele ayikho.
Ye, sizwa njalo kuthiwa ke abanye sebephila ngemthandazo ngaphansi kwezihlahla lapho abantu ababekhulekelwa khona bethelwa konke kunokamanzi into ezinjalo kuhamba njalo ngakhonokho
into ephilayo ungahamba anisengithi lapho engihlala khona mina ungadlula pho kuthiwa kuse-number 6 ungamangala ngoba zonke izihlahla zigcwele abantu bayabeguqile khonapho abantu bayabelele khonapho bedinga usizo khonokho abakuphiwa embe baphiwa amanzi umbe baphiwa amatye khonalokhu umuntu abezama impilo ngoba ezibhedlela la usahambeki ungaziye khona vele akulasizo ozaluthola ngobodokotela ngabakho
so amaprofethi angikhona la anceda yini kuba abantu sebefela khonapho
hhayi abantu bayaphela sokota abantu bayaphela funa ukutshela amanga iviki eliphelele ngengalathi omunye umzawa eswele usizo ezibhedlela bekunzima simbekile nje iviki yonale esiyigqibana esigqibizo
So, singathi khonapho ke ephela ndaba baningi kanganani bolabo amaprofita ngaphansi kwezihlahla njalo ngapho kwangikhona khonapho khonapho
egcekeni lona lento ewhite sitha ngeke uthandele utho sihlobo sami kuyabe kumhlophe kuthenke labantu kumnyama kuthe thu khonapho omunye lomunye phansi kwesihlahla sinye ngasinye kuyabe kugcwele
pho ke ungatshelani uhulumende ngakho konke lokho okwenzakalayo mama
hayi uhulumende kakabe nguhulumende othanda abantu kakabe nguhulumende olalela abantu umnangagwa wathi engena esikhundleni wathi yena uzakuba umkhokheli olalelayo kodwa akalaleli njalo kalazwelo odokotela bafuna imali mina isifiso sami kabaholise ngemali yaphandle kwelizwe ngoba le eyalaphela ezimbabwe vele kayifikisi indawo nsuku zonke izinto ziyakhwela imithi kunje iparasethi ngokwane iphilisi leparasethi awuyeke ukwanisa ukulithenga noma bangayiqamba ngemali yale yokuthiwa amazimdola siyawathatha ngaphi vele singoluva vele abantu abaningi asisebenzi uhulumende kakabe nguhulumende olalelayo olozwelo njalo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Masina phosela okugcina mama khona
bengifuna ukuthi ngithi khona lokho emphose engiqeda kukutho uhulumende lalela abantu uhulumende zwela abantu ngoba ukungasebenzi kukadokotela miningi imphefumulo elahlekayo miningi imphefumulo ecithayo zuzu munye ngamunye ungafika esibhedlela ngeke uthande lutho ungahamba phakathi komuzwa ngeke uthande lutho ngoba awusozeqa izinto ezingu-10 kungalali embele bomfu kungenxa yokuthi abantu baswele usizo
hayi Masina silethemba lokuthi uzasila mama sibongele kakhulu So that is Busi Basina. She lives in Old Makwekwe in Bulawayo. Mm-hmm. She's saying that she was supposed to get some help from doctors in hospitals, but she was turned away. And she says that she's still sick and she can't even buy paracetamol. And to make matters worse, you know, she says she may end up getting to a nanga or something like that. And she says there are so many prophets near a place where there are so many people gathered. And they're trying to get help because they're not getting any help from hospitals. And she says most of those people are dying under trees.
I think you're right. Because we had a few people coming in last week. We did the same topic with Ntunga. And people are saying they are now turning to the traditional healers and prophets because they cannot afford to go to the private doctors because they're asking for astronomical fees. But I think I have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello?
Hey, hello?
Hey, Tukutawara nani uye jemurikupi?
Murikutawara na Benaya Nyashandri kukoko istekete.
Makadi yiko yikoko?
Haa, kune kutikufara, singa iti, tukumfona iti, madeta zeba, hariku strika yeso, kuo zisa, kanaka zati, mchana iti, 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 Government in Haiti, Mishonga, was using Mishonga, Pan, and Madeka, Argo Strike. So, a government gets Mishonga, she let us say, so by three canals, the Rabbis, the Kanakaton, or Peter, or Pay, Roman or Tambor.
Panivamwe, Varkuti, Ivo, Urumende, Daya Kwanisa Quita, so Inga Kwanisa, Imida, my one, I'm can also run a Urumende, my tea.
Ah, in the end, I'm calling her, that he. Something, you know, but it's a treatment, my spirit, the voice of a Kunoku, a Kunok, the material, a parasite, a squamita. My thing is, I refuse to dress, like a government, you can take all that zero, you can see all mission, the head of the rest of the rest of the nation.
Kwamuri Koko is Patras, Koka Mirasi. Saka hapa madokta anouya nguva nenguva here kana kuti zvakamira sei kana zvinhu zvakanaka sezvo muri kuumaruwa
kana zvinhu zvakanaka madoktazi anowanika hawo nguva dzese hatine tevhide but anowanika hawo nguva dzese asi iko zvinoda kuzekoma kwezvinhu manje hatambotowanike manje chiro kuwanika unoona pasina zvavangogara zvavangoti hapana kana tii mishonga iripo sakaitatizvotirwadza manje isisi vanhu
Aiwa, muve nezuva rakanaka tinokutenda ichaizvo hanzvadzi.
Zvakanaka.
Our caller there is actually calling us from the rural areas and he's saying the situation there is so bad that his own grandmother passed away because she didn't get any help. He says there is no medication. So his wish is that the government negotiates at least to just have medication like pain stops or pain ease in the hospitals.
Yes, we've got two callers right now. Skala, we've got Baba Piri. Baba Piri, unga uchona njani? Baba Piri, unjani? Hello, Mr. Piri, we have this comment. Yeah, Piri, we have this.
I think his line is bad, yeah.
Yeah, what is Baba Piri? Fika ule, webanda, there's an OPF. Njalo, why was Senator Echolocho? Baba Kaule, unga uchona njani?
Nchonile kitu sichona jani kwa
zana. Ah, sichona kakuli. Soke, laba baba kaule, kukaya nzala mantu sili bati ogwe nzakale spedle la loku fela kufunyelo. Abantu banengi, sebesiala, kuma profeti, intwe zinjalo. Ukulu mende, nga skuluma kona manje, uti uya tihambizo to hotela mtoto andaba, ule pakoti. Kambe, kongi kono kukuya ngapi, baba kaule?
Ye, kuya kumbisa uti asimila nga sikuwa legele kuti kilo shupo olukona olutile kutuwa ke okutaka tegile kuti sikange le mbange la ya lo shupo lolo ispega nilalo ekuqala ukuthi amadokotela lawo njengabantu abalomsebenzi ophakathekileyo okukhanya ukuthi babone ukuthi bayalondoloza bayaphuzisa abantu ukuthi badlule emhlabeni ngokwelapha lokwenza njalo. Kuqakathekile umsebenzi wakuqakathekile kakhulu, kodwa engikuzwisisayo ukuthi njengamaZimbabweni amele lawo abantu laba bebele kukhangele ukuthi hawu bakithi usakhulumende esalungise sakhuluma ukuthi kulungise izinto lezi ezihluphayo ezibahluphayo enjengeholo. Akula muntu ongakuboniyo, izinto zikhwelile kithi, izinto zikhwelile okumangalisayo ukuthi abantu abasayenelisi ukuphila ngemali esiyisebenzisayo. Imali le isilinyaziwe kakhulu amandla ayo ukuthenga izinto zikhwelile sibili, abantu ngezinye indlela abasabambanga lutho. Kodwa ke amadokotela niyazwisisa, kodwa umtasale ukuthi nabantu besifo ezibhedlela so ukuthi amadokotela ade strikile leqiniso lanxa abantu behamba besiya khona lephambili bazahamba ezulwini bazafinyaza bethwele umlando wokuthi hawu abantu bayekele abantu behlupheka kangaka, abantu besifo ezibhedlela amadokotela ekhona, abantu abafundiswa, abanye bakhona amadokotela abe nabafundiswa nguhulumende okukuthi babe nozwelo nje ukuthi bathi kusakhulunyiswana lo hulumende njengoba uhulumende ebambe nzima kangaka kube kodwa umsebenzi kulokhu kuqhubeka kuseveke imiphefumulo yabantu. Ngokunjalo ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina uhulumende uyenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuthi amadokotela lokho abakhala ngakho uyakulungisa, lanxa mhlawumbe kungasilela kodwa uhulumende ukhathazekile kakhulu ngokuthi ebone ukuthi uyalungisisa udubo lolu masinyane ngokuphangisa. Kodwa ukudoniselana khonoku kubangelwa ngabantu labo abasebenza ngokuthi nokudiliza inhlelo zikahulumende abayibo tips singathi thina bayasupporteja inhlelo zikahulumende, njalo abakhweza imali, abakhweza ama-prizes, abayenza yonke into, labahlokozayo ukuthi amadokotela lawo akahambe kwi-strike kwenza ngale lokhu nalokhu. Yonke into bafuna ukuthi izinto zibe nzima, zinzimele uhulumende okhona. Yiwumuma odalwa yilabo abantu abasebenza lezi zitha zethu ezingaphandle.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Gawule. So Mr. Gawule is saying there are some enemies of the state actually sabotaging government programs, and one of those is the health sector. So Slobo ke ukhumalo ucingweni. Baba Khumalo ungawutshona njani?
Hawu siyatshona tshona njani.
Hayi sitshonile Khumalo. So akutshela abantu ukuthi ungaphi khonapho njalo lokuthi kambe wena ukuhamba yena esibhedlela kumbe isihlobo kumbe umngani.
Ah, mina ngiyabonga ngilapha koBulawayo lapha. Hayi esibhedlela usihambile abangani lesihlobo basiyabona abagulayo plus besiya khangela ukuthi konkona bona labagula bayathola usizo yini. Abanye abahambileyo sibili abaningi baphendukile, kathi behamba ngama-ambulance abatholanga sizo ngoba kade bephendukiswa after sebethiwe ngama-ambulance ezandle zamanesi.
So singathi wena ngokuzwa kwakho uzwa kuthiwa vele kuhamba njani esibhedlela la?
Hayi esibhedlela sibili uncedo kalusekho khathesi. Isizathu ngiyamuzwa ubaba uGawule uyakhuluma, but izinto azikhulumayo kayisizo ngoba abantu bona laba ababalayo kayisibo abakhweza ifuel. Ifuel ikhweza nguhulumende. Uhulumende nguyophuma nemaprize efuel amatsha. Iprize efuel entsha leyana yiyo esuka isikhweza izinto. Udokotela losesithi hayi njengoba ifuel ihambelana lerethi ye-user kahle lami ngithole imali yami ihoro lami lihambelana lerethi ye-user. Okuyisikhalazo sabantu bonke nothi amadokotela kuphela. So sonke sihluphekile sibili, asingeza ke sisola abanye abantu, but sasola abantu abakhweza ifuweli, yibo abayenza umumo kube nzima. Lawa amanensi lawo akhona emsebenzini kodwa akasebenzi ngoba engaholi lutho.
Pho kumele kwenziweni lapha-ke Khumalo?
Bathi iqiniso ukuthi uhulumende sokumzimela, osokumele kwenzakale ukuthi kumele ukuthi wonke umuntu eZimbabwe kubanjani ndawonye, khonokho abangakufuniyo ukuthi kubanjani kuze kulungisise udaba loluhlupha abantu kangaka yilo lunzima. Kumele babivume ukuthi sokwehlule, babithele iwusa leli lalikhona ngoba imali yethu ayiselavali. Labo bayavuma ngoba ifuweli naso kayisathengeki sibili. Akulungisi ilizwe, abantu kubuswa abantu behlangene ndawonye kubisele iwusa leli lakhithwayo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Khumalo, ungathina kusasa ba.
Hayi shuwa sibili, awugawule kakhulu iminto ezikhona. Thina sikwazi sikathi uthenga ngaphi, akasilayele lathi siyethenga lapho kuthiphe khona. Alayele namadokotela namanesi lamatisha lathi sonke esisebenzayo siyethenga lapho kuthiphe khona shuwa.
Ye, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba.
Yabonga.
Ye, Khumalo baba. So Mr. Khumalo is saying that the government should actually admit that it has failed. So He says they should bring back the US dollar. He says there's no alternative except that. So he says Mr. Kaole should tell people where he buys his stuff, you know, because what he's saying is all, you know, out of context.
I think we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Makadi, enyu.
Tiriboletu Makadi, oyinu.
Ai, watiri wade tripta ora nani uyeze murukupi.
Indiyonzi, Dennis Samakande, ndiri ku Rushinga.
Ei, ai, wanasta, tsikwa ne province. Kwa kadi ku Rushinga?
Gurugunetsa, mwishpata, mwakuna ma doktor.
Ehe, titsana ngureiwo kuti kwakamira sei kuzvipatara iko koko Rushinga.
Yezve tirikutoendawo hedu mazvipatara zvakaita seKaranda and so forth.
Iko koko kuzvipatara zvemamissionary kwakamira sei?
Hei, kuri kutozara kuzara zvekuzara zve. Asi ini ndani mubvunzi wangu angori hangu kubvunza madoctors. Kuti semuzvipatara zvekumaruwa kuno madoctors vane dzimba dzavanogara pazvipatara havakuenda kuenda kubasa uye zviri zvemari zvakaomera munhu wese pamwe chete nemadoctors nespace pese zvakatiomera asi iwo vaudhari dzimba dzegavenment dziri pamaoko pazvipatara vari kutadza nei kuenda kubasa.
I think ipapo pane mumwe ambobvunza izvozvo taona vana chiremba vachipindura ivo kuti vari kuedza kuti vagadzirise zvinhu izvi kuti zvinakire vana chiremba vese. Asi tombodzokera kwamuri kutaura kuti kwamuri kumaruva ikoko, vari ikoko vari kuita sei vana chiremba? Vari kungogara kudzimba dzavo here kana kuti vari kuita sei?
Kana vasiri kuuya kubasa, havasi kuuya kubasa, hatingazivi kuti vari mudzimba dzavo here kana kuti vari kupi, asi kubasa havasi kuuya.
Aiwa, zvinhu zvatinokwanisa kuzobvunza ivo vana chiremba kana tichinge takwanisa kuwana mukana wekuva interviewa kuti ko vari kumaruva vasinawo maexpense akati wandei sei vasiri kuenda kumabasa sekubvunza kwamaita. Asi dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii?
Hongu, tinoti hurumende ngaitaurira nemadoctors. Asiwo madoctors tinoti tinoti ngavataurirano nehurumende. Asi semunhu wadoctor ka Hippocratic oath so haiwirirani nezvavari kuita.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, hanzvadzi, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Okay.
I think we have another caller. Regai tingatore. Hello, caller.
Yes, Msepa, kunjani?
Hai, sikona kubheni njani na kustudio present.
Sipirire mfowethu, ungapi konapo?
Mina ngiseBulawayo eBenevista.
Ungapi?
NgiseBulawayo eBenevista.
Wo Benevista ngale tuzane Manningdale, eh?
Ya tuzane labo Waterford.
Ye, akutsho ukuthi ngapho kuhamba njani esibhedlela liyahamba yini UBH kumbe uhamba njani esibhedlela kunapa?
Hayi, esibhedlela ngapha akuhambi kuhle sibili njalo amadokotela kawatholakali astrikile awumuma wezinto vele muvi kakhulu kodwa ke ngendlela okwenzakala ngakhona mina ngisola i-government nalokho abakukhulumayo ukuthi khona kuthiwa bayabophisa amadokotela bebahambise ekoti mina lokho ngibona vele kuyi-fashionship vele abakukhulumayo.
Ye, singathuki kangako, singafaki inhlamba
sithi khona bona bayabophisa amadokotela. Amadokotela kayisikho ukuthi kawafuni imisebenzi, bathi bafuna imali ekwanileyo ehambelana lodubo olukhona elizweni. Izinto ziyakhwela, izinto ziphezulu, amarate akhona vele akuthengeka, ama-prices ankhona. So udokotela ongasebenza e-operate umuntu esenzane eselapha, izinto zokusebenzisa esibhedlela kakula, imithi kakula. So udokotela ongasebenzela isenti muphi? Umnangagwa nxa eseyehlulekile kaphume vele esihlalweni awuthi vele angatshoni elokhu ebambabambe eyeka izinto. izinto zomile kakhulu sibilini zonde kakhulu ngento le abayikhulumayo ukuthi kona kuthiwa bayabophisa amadokotela la yena lo gawula kade khuluma khonapho ukhuluma ibullshit
hayi singathethisi msipha hayi siyakwazi ukuthi uzondile kodwa singathethisi abantu sonithi sixoxe lapha sizokuthi udaba lolu singalwenza njani so ke faka kimbono yakho ungakhiphi kodwa inhlamba ngiyakwazi ukuthi uzondile khona
ya mina umbono wami engilawo ukuthi kabakhulumisane lamadokotela kuhle kuwelelwane labo bavume lapha abavuma khona bangafoswa bangethuselwa futhi ngokuthiwa khona bazabotshwa njalo ugovernment kakhulumisane lothamisa bahlale phansi babonisane bavumelane lapha abavumelana khona balungise ilizwe ngobuhlupho lolu solubhahile ngoba khathesi ngikhuluma so vele inflation yakhona isigijimela ku 3000% so vele angiboni mina ukuthi khona u-2030 lo abakhuluma ngaye kuthi uyabe kuselo muntu ophilayo lapha abakhulumisane lothamisa bawelelane bahlale phansi kanti umnanga kuyesabani ukuyahlala lothamisa phansi umfana ongaka mesaba ukuthi bayihlala phansi bawelelane
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba ungatinela kusasa baba Msipha siyakwazi hayi kuzonda kukhona inhliziyo yakho ithobeke kancane lilakho phela ukuthi likulungise khonokho ungatinela kusasa baba
ye hayi mina kuyangicaphula sibili basakazi ngoba into eyenzakalayo thina sizele njalo singabantu abasakhulayo asisela kuthi sasayethu ngendaba yabantu abenza ulutho ngabomo
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke ungatinela kusasa baba babayi
hayi
So that is Mr. Msipha. He's really angry. He's saying that the government is doing everything wrong. You know, he says, you know, the doctors and the government should sit down and talk about some of these issues because if they don't talk, then things will go the wrong way. So he says there's only one way, dialogue.
I think, you know, that sentiment is echoed by a lot of people here on our VOA Shona Facebook page. But let me take a caller and come back and then read those comments. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Imagadi ikola.
Kiri po magadi.
Ai watiri wadi tukta ora nani uyeswe muri kupi?
Oh, njini tuwa shingi njini shitungu.
Ai wa, kwa kadi hu shitungu isi?
Shitungu sa kuri nanisha, kuma doktor zindo kusimu.
Ehe, tipe wo fungwa zenyu, muchi nyato ti sana nguro, tukwa kamera si.
Ya, chungu ti, njini probleme mashu, so. Saya nak kena kepada last week, dah mungkin semua tariska. Tariska madu tas kusina, tapi karena itu nak madu sewu emak bukan saya suka. Saya tak suruh ni tak, ni kita guru tak fuhul, suruh orang. Saya guru ni ada sih, saya tahu rana soalnya madu tas kapan tu bawa basa kena basa.
Saka Paris ino muruku wana rubatsiro kupi anjazi?
Paris ino apana. Tango ni mbi. Tango kaya.
Kupachitukiza?
Nanzumbo funga shogu tili mbi wana maranzi ino mboita shogu shogu krosis kwa nama basa ino mbenda kusawu. Tono matengele zogu. Masasa shona shogu.
Mazisa ya magara achirwadza here kana kuti zvinhu zvitsva zvamuka iye zvinezvi?
Magara achirwadza nekuti andina wacho akaexpire.
Okay.
Saka ndihwani racho rinzakapwanya.
Ko pa Chitungwiza Hospital havasi kushanda zvakare here pakamira sei?
Havasi kushanda hatongori.
Aiwa, tinoshumira kuti zvikuitirei zvakanaka nekuti vazhinji chokwadi vari kuya pano vachichema-chema vari kutarisana nedambudziko sera muri kutarisana naro. Kumaprivate vari kuti mari kana muchinge maedza kuti muende kumaprivate.
Ya, kumaprivate ndakambokonfirma mari yacho yavari kusevedzera ndevaridhora. Tangira pa $350.
$350?
Svika pa $400. Zvine chipinda chine tepi yacho yemaspeci yacho yakaita.
Aiwa, tinotenda hanzvadzi manyatsoti batisa zviri kuitika ikoko. Dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii?
Ya, ndaingoti dai vangogadzirisana zvavo. Vari vazira.
Aiwa, tinokutenda hanzvadzi, tinoshuvira kuti mazwenyu aite nani. Mm-hmm. We're hearing there from a young man from Chitungwiza. He says he has an eye problem, but he found no joy when he went to Parirenya to a hospital. There were no doctors. And so I asked him that, what about Chitungwiza? I said there are no doctors there either. And then he went on to say he did try to inquire from the private clinics or private doctors, but they are charging around $350 per visit for a checkup. So he says it's only, he's now thinking that maybe he can jump the border and go to South Africa and get some help.
And if that is if he gets rand.
That's if he gets rand. So...
Ya kuzima sibili ulines mutonori kuti ngabaphiwa abakufuna odokotela kuzobuya ke uHamilton kunashe chida says walking out of patients is evil and uncaring usikagumbo uyakubhala lapha la ukuthi abaphiwa imali yabo odokotela bantu sasizahlupheka empilweni kuzobuya ke obusane mbuso ntini la ukuthi ngikona kona apa uPrecious Nyembezi masuku ukuthi siyavuma lati singuZulu waseZimbabwe kodwa ake sizifakene ezicathulweni zabodokotela kubuhlungu ukusebenzela imali ongeke uyenelise izidingo zemuli yakho kuzobuya njalo ke uGudzai Samaita uthi said indeed Zimbabwe doesn't even have anti-venom in stock. If anyone is bitten by a snake in Zimbabwe, then is rest in peace. Kunzima lo then kuzobuya ukusikhumbuzo uthi kanti wona ama-ministers ahola malini njengoba kumbe labo bahola i-bond paper yankona leyo singazi ukuthi bahola malini mfowethu sizabuza ubuza nembuzo ntini lawo uyabuza ukuthi ama-ministers lawo ahola ama-RTGS yini kumbe i-forex baba gawule napha abantu bayabuza lapho ukuthi njengoba ke konke kule ngxaki yokhele
maybe before we go to Mr. Gawule no there are a lot of questions Mr. Gawule
mana phendule phela sidibele
ngikhuluma into ozwa ucinga sengithuka lapha esekhuluma kuyo ngithanda ukuthi ngithi lapha engimele umqondo wakho oyeparty yakhe but ngithanda ukuthi ngikutsho ngithe mina izinto zilukhuni izinto zikhwelile akula muntu oyenela isulutho angikwazi ufuna ukuthi ngikhulume ngigoba amahlwayi ngibi phezu kwesihlahla yini baba ukuthi awumsipha nxa enilalele baba Msipha wena ngithi kuwe izinto zilukhuni njalo yonke into even emadokotela kulukhuni kodwa uhulumende uyakulwisa ukuthi azame ukuthi elungisise kulalapho azahlangana khona lokuvumelana namadokotela ngoba uhulumende uyakukhangela khona okokubophisana lamadokotela azange ngikubale bombe bakwaka konke lokwa so ngizama ukuthi njalo ngiphendule laba bathi thathe ama-ministers wona ahola malini lani lani ayiholo lomuntu lo vele liyimfihlo yakhe kuyukuthi ama-ministers ahola imali ethile eyiyo yimfihlo yabo ukuthi omunye nomunye ohola imali yakhe yimfihlo imele ikhulume nguye yena abe nguye ozichazelayo ukuthi mina hayi mina ngihola imali engako.
Yes, that was our colleague. Yes,
we have a lot of comments here on VOA Shona Facebook page, actually targeted at Mr. Gawule. So I might as well read for you so that you can answer Mr. Gawule. But let me start with the Sibongani Ndlovu. And they increase fuel after every 2 weeks, but they don't care about the dying people. This is the most cruel government in the world. Hilda Nkomo, Varkutiva Gawule, why are you daydreaming? Please, you're not telling us the truth. Brighton Tuwana, so Mr. Gawule, unoti muruguti mimi government yakaendesa ma doctor kuchikoro kuti vasabhadharwe here. Please Mr. Gawule tiudzewe papo. Godfrey Pandle arikuti to Mr. Gawule, who owns Zera and who instructed to hike prices on a daily basis, that's a question. And why is petrol being hiked on a daily basis? Top friend yedu my Hilda Nkomo arikuti vagawule, please have a heart. And then she's saying ZANU-PF has failed us. That's Hilda Nkomo. Pana Jeffrey Lua yarikuti hurumende ngaipe vanhu mari iri nani kwete kuita zvavari kuita izvigogo vanata vari panapa ana masanangure mubai wanzi. How do you go to work if you don't have bus money, no food, no zesa? Baba Gawule ndigogo vanata anzi one day amenu ipapa. So Mr. Gawule, people are saying, but why is the government not taking the doctors seriously? Because they didn't just train to then go to work and be paid in even less than other people doing menial jobs. Why is the government not prioritizing paying the doctors? They are asking.
But these people, let me take you back. The very same people that you are talking about, especially the president of this country, these are the people who fought to liberate the Zimbabweans, to set all Zimbabweans free. They fought for this democracy that we are enjoying today. And they're the same guys. Remember, the oppressors, these people, especially the colonizers, what they have a hand in this kind of a thing. There is sabotage all over the show. They are the ones who owns all these other things. It's not the government that is raising prices. It's not the government that is raising prices. And Mnangagwa has been saying this time and again, to say, why are you raising prices? Could you please justify whether some of these products are produced within the country, but within Zimbabwe, but some people claim to say that we need foreign currency to do ABCD. These are the people who are undermining the government, who are supporting all the government programs.
But Mr. Gaule,
exactly who is doing it? Who is increasing the prices?
Mr. Gaule,
in the first place, let them answer that question.
Okay, let's go back to the doctors and just wait on the prices, because some people are saying, why is it that the doctors, especially, I mean, the minister, you know, the late President Mugabe had to go to Singapore. Currently, the deputy president, Mr. Chiwenga, is in China. So how is it that they are not prioritizing local hospitals but are giving priority to a few people to get treated outside? That's the question here.
But I don't think that question can come from a Zimbabwean. I think that question can come from someone who doesn't know Zimbabwe as such. And let's face the reality. Mnangagwa inherited a dirty economy. And this is exactly what we're doing. And the Mnangagwa government is working very, very hard to resuscitate this economy. And some people really are throwing spanners here and there.
So, Baba Gaule, nxa sikhangele sibili okwenzakala eZimbabwe khonoko kwabodokotela, lohulumende kudonselwana emakhoti, kwenziwa konke lokhu. Kambe vele kulo hulumende osebenza kanje empilweni, kumbe lo hulumende osebreak ama-records kuphela.
Uhulumende lowu, uhulumende ophakathi kobunzima, othi nxa ekhuluma gives ukuthi that ama-austerity measures, ubuhlungu bonobana, ukuthi kulabor sibili umuntu ongumama esiyabeletha. Ukuthi ubuhlungu bonobana esikhangelayo, umthuli wakutsho khona ukuthi sibophene amabhanti kuzaba lobunzima, yibo bunzima esikhangelane labo. Kodwa ubunzima bakhona, ukuze si-achieve khonokho ihulumende efuna uku-achieve, ikuthi dinga isapoti yethu sonke. Kodwa kukhona ukuthi kulabantu abagangileyo abatshintsha izimali, abayenza izimali amaprayisi ekhwele. Nyamangala abantu labo besithi bona uhulumende beblame uhulumende. Uhulumende ngiyophathelisayo. Uhulumende ngiyobona izimali zamali ukuze zabantu ababhatalisa bathatha izimali batshintsha izimali amareithi bayidise abantu amareithi usuku zonke. Uhulumende ngiyokwenza khonokho. Uhulumende ngiyokwenza amaprayisi. Uhulumende kayisiyo kwenza. Uhulumende ngalesi usebuyethule inhlelo zokuthi alwe kakhulu, abone ukuthi angaqeda idubo lololu khona olezigangi lezi ezisupportethe ama-programs e-government ezibulalela imali ukuthi abantu imali ayisathengi lutho ngendlela yokuthi ibulawa yibo bona abasetshenziswa ngabantu bangaphandle abazama ukudiliza uhulumende.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Gaule, ulabantu khonapho-ke marvelous abakhulumayo. Ngakhonokho, so Mr. Gaule is saying he's still maintaining that there's a group sabotaging the government. So prices and all those kind of things, he says, outsiders. Do you have any people following you?
The people here on the thread are very upset at Mr. Gaule, actually. They are saying, you know, I think, you know, he's really, maybe, I don't know. But some of the stuff, I don't know, maybe you can read because it's written in the Ndebele. Gogwanata, what is she saying there?
Uti ya Baba Gaule, uhulumende usebenza katalala kuze kuse. Lapha uyikuwa kupalile konoko. Uti uhulumende usebenza sivili kuze kuse. So meaning that the government is working tirelessly towards, you know, achieving certain things. Yeah, so mbona zani sikati setu sasuke mapetuleni. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Lepa Expect, Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda, and former Cholocho Senator, Believe Gaule. Thank you also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Mama.
And Anna Matsunungurembayiwa is saying ZANU-PF government is not prioritizing the basic health care and killing citizens. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye in Washington.